Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ai namuhla bengithi ngikuthulele nje ezingathi ziyakunyakazisa sithi ukugida kancane bazalwane simdumise uJehova sidance like uDavid. Ngiqaleke ngokhutsho unkosi ethi reboka libitso la hawu lematla walandela untokozo mbambo ethi mbonge uJehova esithathu uMary Mary bethi I sing yebo nathi asihlabelele nabo abantu uyazi sibazise sibatshele ngobuhle bukaNkulunkulu ungathuli mzalwane ngalokho akwenzela kona usuku nosuku uyasiblessa umzwile noSwazidlamini esho ukuthi uyavula nalakuvaleke khona so why uthula sing hlabelela abantu bazi ukuthi uyaphila uNkulunkulu omkhonzayo njoba ngishilo ke phambilini ukuthi ngizoxoxisana nombhali wencwadi ethi don't quit your job yet ngicela ulungise ama notes wakho mhlawumbe omunye kwamanje uthi nje ngizosebenza only a month and then ngizofaka i resignation yami ngoba ngine business ngifuna ukuqhubeka ngayo yazi nje kukhona okuningi okucabangayo ukuthi mengingathola nje le mali yami yasemsebenzini ngiphumelele empilweni so lungisa leyo notepad ngoba kuningi esizokufunda la okuwukuthi siwabonile amaphutha abantu bashiya emsebenzini umuntu ayitshela ukuthi ngizongena ku business and then bese izinto azihambi kahle ya ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row ngiyakwamukela uma usanda kulibeka iphondo ku AM 657 ohleli naye ubahle wakanhlapo sisonke kuze kuyoshaya o 5 o'clock ithike ngaphambi kokuthi ngikuthulele isikhulumi namuhla ngindlule ngala ngiyabuya emveni kwalokhu
iRadio Pulpit 657 AM umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Bona tshedimosetso ya tsa kgwebo ka go retsa thulaganyo ya Thursday Live le Godfrey Mohabi. Labone o mongwe le o mongwe ka ura ya borataro. Baitsianape, borakgwebo le bo mmakgwebo ba re fa maitemogelo a bona go rotloetsa ba bangwe ka tsa kwa tirong. Retsa Radio Pulpit ka tlhamalo mo 657 AM kana o retse podcast mo radiopulpit.co.za.
Ke na le re ka fa o nkarabile. Ngithanda le gama lakhe elesibili wisdom. So kusho ukuthi sizozwa i wisdom namuhla from Giena. Insizwa ephuma ngala e Northwest ko Mafikeng. Onkarabile dumela
amakhe dumela le ba re tsika ba dumedisa
amen siyabonga re a leboga hore o ne le rona today and I know ukuthi kuningi esizokufunda kuwena ikakhulukazi nje sizoxoxa le ndaba esithatha encwadini yakho uthi don't quit your job yet but before ke sizongena kule ncwadi kikopa gore o refe hanyane fela or o re briefe ka onkarabile wisdom mokoto ke mang o tsaletse go kae
all right ere ke le go gega pika privilege that you have given me to share the insight and the wisdom as you have said with your listeners unkarabile wisdom mokoto ke mosimane as you have said wa ko Northwest ko Mahikeng ko motsana potlana o bitwang Setlagole ke is a very simple person ke mokwadi wa dibuka is a professional speaker CETA registered facilitator and an award winning author.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Unkarabile o kwetse dibuka di ka ba robong 9 books so far. and then he is still writing, and he will still write more books. He's a husband, he's a father of two kids, two beautiful girls, and yeah, he is also a 9-to-5 job employee in one of the 5-star hotels in Sandton. So yeah, he's a hustler,
Get a hustler, wa panda panda, wa ngapa ngapa. Okay, and kibone hape on your profile, ukuthi ba uye wa bakufichara go some of the telenovela, samo yeah, bomu vango, skim some. Wow.
That is correct. That is correct. That's one of the things that I always do when I'm not in my 9-to-5 job. I also act. I also do acting.
Okay. All right. No, rele bogela go metsi onkarabile wisdom mokoto. Onkarabile le shokuthini kahle hlele ligama?
Onkarabile, it means God have answered.
Oh.
Mm.
O arabile ka nnete modimo.
Modimo o arabile ka nnete, o arabile my parents, le nna o nkarabile modimo.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And o boletse gore o kwetse dibuka tse 9, ne? Tse ding ke eng? Keng mabitso a tsona.
Okay. How to hear God when he speaks? Profit from your gift. Power of Planning, Master Writing, Becoming the Best Speaker, Financial Wisdom,
wow.
The Greatest Battle Ever Fought, and the latest, which we are going to unpack now, Don't Quit Your Job Yet.
Okay. Yeah. It's a ditsebe ke a itse gore di diemeletse no. Ba batla go yutlwa taba e ya gore why re sa tlogela mebereko ya rena, because ba bang ba re awa you know 9-to-5 jobs ba bang ba re ke scam, utle ba bang ba re o tlo bereka for 30 days but o gola hawane, so he ke na le my own business, you know, tshwanetse e kena every day, so a ke bone lebaka la gore why tshwanetse ke dule mo mmerekong o, utle ba bang ba re o bereka go businessing ya motho mong, why not o sa iketsetse your own business, o ikeletse tšhelete ya gago, why bon? Yeah, so that's a lot tse e leng gore batho ba di bua ka 8-to-4 or 9-to-5 jobs. Yeah, kodwa angiyekele angishiye kuwena uzoyichaza kabanzi le ukuthi kungani singayishiyi imsebenzi yethu. Asithathe umhlabelelo uzalango Victor Thompson uthi dependable God.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
O Victor Thompson uthi dependable God sisahleli naye umbali wencwadi don't quit your job yet but uzwile ke uyibalile nezinye okuthi uyibhale ngaphambi kwale lena ke is the latest ayibhalile don't quit your job yet abuthi ngikarabile yini eku inspirele ukuthi uyibhale lencwadi.
Okay, Giratilo, what you have said earlier, you know, when you were introducing the book, you really stated it very well when you said, Batu Babangata, Mereko, and then things did not go well.
Yeah. Mm.
So what inspired me, actually, it is a mistake that I have seen other people doing by shifting quickly. To quit their jobs without proper planning.
Mm.
And what happened is that things don't go well and they end up regretting, you know, and you know, even wishing, even others attempting to go back to their own jobs or to look for another job and end up believing that this thing of starting your own thing is for the chosen.
Mm.
Then the next is not for the chosen, eh? Quickly.
Yeah.
So I was inspired by that, the mistakes that other people are doing, and I wanted to actually encourage people not to quit their job yet, but plan while they are still working or do something on the side while they are still working.
Oh, so when I see mistake wage wayenza awukhumi nawo lana. Oh, you did. okay ributsa ka wena ge gore o gwetsagetseng.
I did. It's not only the mistake of other people that that I have seen. I have also seen my own mistake.
Mm.
and I have detailed it in my book.
Mm.
I actually dropped out of university when I was doing my third year.
Mm.
The reason I dropped out is because I ministry full time.
Okay.
I heard the call of God so strongly that, you know, I wanted to do the work of God only and nothing else. But that was a very, you know, immature decision or the wrong move. You know, the thing of doing the work of God full time is right,
mm.
but I believe it was not the right time for me to actually do the work of God full time. I jumped quickly by dropping out of university because things did not go well in ministry.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
things did not go well in ministry to a point where I end up have to go back to work again.
Mm.
And starting my life from the scratch, you know, mm. which was not easy. Because now, remember, I graduated out from university, I got graduated.
Mm.
So now, here I am, the church is not giving, because I'm the like offering, you know, the like the handout from the congregation.
Mm.
Now, I just have any income, I have now to eat, you know, I have to clothes. So I then have to go back and regroup my life and get a job to start from scratch. So I don't realize that it was actually a mistake that I have done. So I don't want other people to do the same mistake that I have done. And other people have done the same mistake, and I've also included other people in my books that I've interviewed. Some of them are my friends, some of them are people that I know, people that I've read about.
Sure. O buile ka taba ya di challenges tse leng hore di bile teng ha o drop out go sekolong and then o ruya go ministering full time izinto obo ukuthi sihlezi sibona zenzeka. Do you think hore ke tse ding tsa dilo tse di etsang hore go feleletse gona le di gona le di false prophet and all those things that di bonang di etsagala mo.
Definitely.
Yeah, in the body of Christ, because motho o tlogela mereko o mong wa tlogela ko sekolong re ya emodimo o mpiditse be dilodisa tsa mapila ebe anna under pressure ya nong ebe a kopana le bo mambamba ra ha ho nya ka gore kereke ha o tsa maipila etsa so le so.
No, well said. That's one of the things that can lead you, you know, into doing those things, because now you want quick cash.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to be perceived as a failure.
Mm.
You know, you want to prove to people that this thing of you quitting the job was not the wrong move, but was the right move. So you end up now. End up Rababa too. You know, we have seen people are doing that. So, you know, in my book, I've written about full-time ministry and part-time ministry.
Mm.
And I've guided people who might want to take that route of becoming a full-time ministry. So I've unpacked it for what is a full-time ministry, what is a part-time ministry.
Mm.
Because a lot of people, especially young people, are making mistakes when they feel that they are called by God. They want to leave everything and work for God, you know. And some of the things in the people that were wedding, you will not have time when you are working, then you are again at church, you not have time. You didn't have a full time, you know, there is a full time, you have to visit people and stuff like that. And that is a wrong concept, because, you know, one of the men of God that has interviewed one day on my talk show, you know, he has put it very, very nice. He said, do you know that there are people who are actually full-time, but they are part-time? And they are also part-time, but they are full-time. Meaning that, ukare wena utokala msori, utokala skolo, and then full-time. But only to find that you are not active, you are not effective in your full-time.
Mm-hmm.
But here is the person also this time, mutu ona, ha ale ofu, are more active or more effective than you.
Mm.
You know, so there's that concept that people don't get it, you know. So I've actually guided people that if you go to full-time ministry, make sure that you go there with only financial stable, because ministry on its own is not a challenge, you know. So those who are full-time, they must not criticize those who are part-time. And those who are part-time must not criticize those who are not part-time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Oh, so mo bukeng ya gao no bua specifically ka ministry. Not
no, no, it's one of the chapters.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Is it wise gore motho a re your full-time job, 9-to-5 job, mereko o outse as and then if only business hai in the horror it's a horror full time job ya hai. Cause can I look at what to real but I miracle how ola I know her ki hustling ya how your business
that,
is your full time
job. That will not be the truth.
Yeah.
That will not be the truth, because you can't say it's a side hustle or actually spend more hours there than go side hustling ya how.
Yeah.
So that's a full-time job. It's a full-time job because you spend 8 hours a day there. You understand? You spend maybe 24 days a month there.
Yeah.
You only have maybe 6 or 8 days off. So you can't say your 8 days off can't tell you it's full-time. That's not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So your 9-to-5 job is a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Then whatever you do on the side, it's what you call side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it can be vice versa.
Babang like excuse ya hore, you know, yeah, as ubulela no hore you spend nako engata uluko merekung ager. And then okre hore ubona kare wasite hamodilong tiding, like maybe your business or your ministry. Utoka maybe 7 hours for your ministry. And then komerkong liko teng ba obata 8 hours. So o ka balance hayang hore go bofelong ba letsatsi isana hore gona le engwe e safarang motsona.
That's a very good question. The last chapter of my book is titled 24-hour rule.
Mm.
In that chapter I detail and argue that every one of us has been given 24 hours. There is no one only 25 hours. Self and Aaron are 24 hours.
Yeah.
People who are very active are those people who are able to balance their time. So it is all about managing and balancing your time, as you are saying.
Mm.
Unfortunately, there is no magic. There is no miracle. You were not doing anything. What are you doing? You make me say to, "Aku balance na koyaha." Life is about managing and balancing your time. People who are active, people who are sought after, are people who are able to understand what we call 24-hour rule. Hakona mutu, o areng kana nako. The thing of saying I don't have time is a myth.
Yeah.
Every one of us has time. The only thing is we study this as wrong na koyaha.
Exactly. Yes.
You see, I wrote some of my books when I was still working as a security guard.
Mm.
And people who remember security guard or security industry is one of the industry energy long hours.
Mm.
Now, there are people who are saying Bone, they can't do anything else because they work long hours, how are they awful, so they are relaxed because of he's tired or she's tired.
Mm.
That's an excuse because here is another person who's doing the same thing that you're doing, but you know, he's managing to do something effective on the side when he is free. So it's about, the difference is about how you use your time.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I believe Hore, to manage, to balance, who need a planning.
Yes, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Okay, so are you ki omotu, ne? Undecided. Or maybe not start deciding, Hore, you know what? Ay, nas panese. Sinjela nako, and then nikibatla go pusha dilo tsaka. Mo advice o dutse le yena mo fatshe. Advice ya hao ya ntlha ke eng mo go yena?
Okay. So o batla go khutsa motho o?
Yes.
All right. You know, finally, you need to ask yourself a question. And it's one of the chapters in my book. The question is, why side hustle? That is chapter 7. You know?
Mm.
Why side hustle and why you must not quit your job yet?
Mm.
Number one, there are a lot of things that you can learn from your 9-to-5 job that can actually benefit you. How say we can make it?
Mm.
You know? And number one is that today the high, like the things are expensive, you know.
Mm.
We live in a time where one income is not enough.
Yes, yeah.
So when you are working, God has given you, has blessed you with one income.
Mm.
Use that income to create another income, or what we call multiple streams of income.
Uh-huh.
Let that income fund another project that can bring another income.
Mm. Mm.
And while you are doing or you are dealing with another income, push it to a point where it will make you not to go to that first income. It will generate more income than the first one.
Mm.
That's where now you can leave that one. But until that, then you are not ready to quit your job yet.
Yeah.
Do not risk, do not take chance.
Mm.
Because a lot of people have done that.
Mm. Mm.
You know? And they have regretted.
Yeah. Ho kre motho tsa di tshelete tsa hae tsa di king ke di pension. I lo invest go businessing. And then after 2 years, after 3 years, business e putlo.
I've written in my book about a certain gentleman that I personally know, but I couldn't mention his name. The gentleman was working. I know the person. I'm not talking about something that is a fairy tale.
Mm.
This guy, I know him personally because I was very close. He was working and getting about 50,000 per month.
Hmm.
The guy resigned and he got his money. and he went to invest go business in Yako mining, you know. I think in another continent in South Africa. I think he was in Mozambique or Malawi, I don't remember very well.
Mm.
So he got the person, and then the person said, no, you know what, no, we can make money, Yako mining. They invested in that.
Mm.
I'm telling you, as I speak with you, you know, after 2-3 years, exactly what you said, after 2-3 years, and things didn't go well there. The guy went to coma for 6 months. As I'm talking to you now, I don't know where is the guy. You are coming to me to the since the guy who spent for 6 months.
Sad.
You know, in a coma, not just in a coma for 6 months.
And I believe
because of depression.
Ne?
Thank you so much. Now, age does not allow.
Eish.
That's the problem. Age does not allow. Even if you can go back and beg for your employer, your former employer, you might not be hired again because of the age.
Yeah. Sure.
That is a mistake that people are doing.
Yeah, ne? Planning, as you said, ibalulekile kakhulu because umuntu mhlampe utla lebella the numbers etsela gore ke tse 6 wa bona ba ipotsa gore ke a lot of money a lebala gore tshelete ha etswa and then go sna etsenang itlo ba mathata.
Yes, exactly.
Because yes, business eo o ka e bona kare itla generate tshelete, but maybe house yetse le also it's research pila for business e bereka byang and then le chelete e ka kena yang. Yo ngiyakuzwa onkarabile ithi sithathe ikhefu kancane la and then uma sibuya ke bese siyayivala.
Pila ubomi nathi mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
Become empowered for business with Godfrey Mwabi every Thursday live at 6 PM. Experts and entrepreneurs share their experiences to encourage others in the workplace. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Siganye nompali weyincwadi kodwa namuhla besibuke le ethi don't quit your job yet. Uyamuzwa uma ethi yet. Kusho ukuthi singafika isikhathi sokuthi ungawushiya umsebenzi wakho. Mhlambe ufuna ukushiya, ufuna ukufocusa ku ministry 100%, ufuna ukushiya umsebenzi wakho, ufuna ukufocusa ku your business. But izinto uma singakahleleki kahle or wena ungakahleleki kahle ungawushiyi umsebenzi wakho, yenza isiqiniseko kuqala ukuthi le business lizokwazi ukuthi liqhubeke londle ikhaya lakho or le ministry okuyona usazoqhubeka ukwazi ukuthi uphilise umndeni wakho ngendlela ukuthi bebaphila ngayo usese nomsebenzi lo usebenzayo from 9 kuze kufike u 5. So yingakho la ethi don't quit your job yet. Ungayenzi imistake ukuthi ushiye umsebenzi wakho ungakahleli kahle, ungakapleni kahle. And ushilo la ke unkarabile ukuthi ukumanage nokubalansa izinto kubalekile kakhulu. So hari kwala taba e ungathini kuwo wonke umuntu or ithingi ethi uma beyifunda incwadi yakho ikuphi abangakufunda?
I want to just share the same sentiment that you just mentioned now.
Yeah.
That the title of the book does not say don't quit your job. But it says don't quit your job yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those last words are very important.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm not saying people must not quit their job, but I'm saying it's so few that it's cut, like you say, so few that it's cut.
Mm.
And I also encourage people to build their own empire one day. I also encourage people to focus on their purpose, on their dreams one day.
Mm.
But I'm saying do not quit yet. Just take your time. Do not be excited, you know, or go with the trend of those who tell you that, no, you'll never be rich in your salary. Mm-hmm. Why do you work for another person? Don't be excited. Don't go with the trend.
Yeah.
You know? But take your time step by step. Build your empire while you're still in your 9-to-5 job. I think those are the very important ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. Umuntu angathanda ukuyithola lencwadi uthola khala yang?
People can get hold of me. I'm on social media, very active on Instagram, very active on social and on Facebook. Ki Onkaradile Mokoto on Facebook and also on Instagram is the same, Onkaradile Mokoto. And then yeah, they can also get hold of me on this number, 084-841-6104. They can also WhatsApp me. And yeah, when they call, they'll get me. They must not worry. Or hey, maybe it's PAE. What? No, they'll get me. They must not worry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then bagani kriya litse di ntso dukwetseng before this one. I care this a little.
No, definitely.
Okay. Are you buwe letse hape kore kane ketse feng tse di ntso dukwetseng?
How to hear God when he speaks.
Mm-hmm. How to hear God when he speaks. When he speaks, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then profit from your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Financial wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest battle ever fought.
Yeah.
Becoming the best speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Power of planning.
Mm.
Rule through your knowledge.
Wow.
And the latest, don't quit your job yet.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi uyabona uma umuntu ezothatha isinqumo sokuthi mhlawumbe ufuna ukushiya emsebenzini wakhe. Zethe 3 power of planning.
Yes.
Profit from your gift, financial wisdom. I think habaka kreatsi hayi bathole bonke ubuhlakani abakudingayo. Yeah. Awuthi Nkarabile, thank you so much. Isikhathi sona nje ukuthi asivumi. I know ukuthi besingakhuluma okuningi lana. Siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi. Ngicela usiphindele futhi inombolo yakho ukuthi utholakala kuphi ku WhatsApp?
084-841-6104.
Yeah. As uli speaker uli Omo ministering as well, Akir?
Yes, but not full time now.
not full time, okay. you've learned your mistake or you did. Okay, yeah, so Hebat Babatla Koko invite Kodi gatherings and all that uwatola khala as well, Akir?
No, definitely. And thank you for asking that just in 30 seconds. This year I have a project. I also do book writing coaching.
Okay.
Where I coach people how to write and publish their books.
Mm.
So this year there is a project where I give back to the community,
mm-hmm.
where I go to churches, NGOs, a team, a group of people, and I offer that session, you know, for free, just to encourage them on how to write and publish a book.
Yeah.
Normally it's a paying. A gig or a paying session.
Yeah.
But this year, it is just giving back to the community. So if you are a church, your NGO, your group, your team, and you would like me to come and invite and coach you, you are welcome to get hold of me and invite me to come.
And I'm happy, Hori, 7 of your books have been selected and recommended by Gauteng Department of Education. Hori, badi berekise. Kodi libraries ta kusikolweni because kubalekile ukuthi abantwana bakwazi ukufunda ikakhulukazi nge financial freedom or financial babe ne financial wisdom because wabana bare kanele ring batswana kanele ring kana le kotjwa le salemetsi akitso re ke Setswana
o le salemetsi
yes so kubalekile ukuthi abantwana bafunde basase ikolweni ukuthi imali iphathwa kanjani. ngicabanga ukuthi imistake iqala lapho ukuthi nje abantwana bakhula bangazi ukuthi how to manage indaba zama finance. Abuti kyaleboga thata yazi ukuthi ubhale incwadi eyifana nalezi. Mudimo aho okweletse uphinde futhi ubhale ezinye.
Kyaleboga, amen.
Amen. Ya asimphelezele la ke uNkarabile Mokoto ngalomhlabelelo ka Sean P ethi Jesus bese singena esigabeni sokugcina ngale kuka 4 ilapho sizobe sine discussion kanye no prophetess and Tommy.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.